Every day is full of challenges and opportunities. Meet each one with newfound knowledge. We're driving in with Pastor Jeff.
The rock band Van Halen has a reputation of being over-the-top backstage prima donnas, especially with the rumors that part of their contract states that the band must have a bowl of M&Ms with all the brown ones removed. Now, David Lee Roth, the lead singer of the group, says that's absolutely true, but it's not because we're backstage prima donnas. The clause of no brown M&Ms has a purpose. They have a certain stage requirements and elaborate technical specifications that have to be met for their safety and the safety of the audience. And right in the middle of the contract is this clause about no brown M&Ms. Rolf said, when we get to the venue, the first thing we look for is a bowl of M&Ms. And if there are brown ones in the bowl, we automatically know that someone has not really read our contract. That's a very small thing, but it's more than just the absence of brown M&Ms. I read that and I thought how God uses insignificant things and small things in a big way. Bethlehem was a very small place, but look what big thing took place there. David used a small stone, but look at the big victory that was won against Goliath. This is never seen better than when we observe communion, or what many of us call the Lord's Supper. Whatever you call it, it's vital to observe it. When you observe the Lord's Supper, you have these two tiny things, a little unleavened bread and a tiny cup. No big deal. But what these two tiny things represent is a very big deal. They represent the Lord's body that was broken for our sin and the Lord's blood that was shed for our sin. So the next time you observe the Lord's Supper and you hold a tiny piece of bread and a tiny cup, realize these two tiny things represent something much larger than what meets the eye. It's so big, it represents something that can change the world. Just a thought while you're driving in.
Driving In with Pastor Jeff is a ministry of Aaron Lake Baptist Church, where Dr. Jeff Eisenhower is the senior pastor. Join them for one of two Sunday morning worship experiences on their campus in Fayetteville. Get the details at b3church.org and join us each weekday morning as we're driving in with Pastor Jeff.